Welcome to the IPMA's Who Am I interviews. And I am really excited that I am spending some time this afternoon with Gayla Sedano. And hi, Gayla, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's awesome. So let's get right into it. Tell us a little bit about how you got into music.
So, like most singers, I think I've been singing my whole life. Grew up with my mom singing to me and my sisters off key when we'd go off to Oklahoma every year when the radio stations wouldn't work back then. And so I guess my mom gave me my first love of music. I grew up singing to everything. If I was making peanut butter, I was singing a chant or a song in my head about peanut butter or some kind of jingle. Wrote a lot of songs as a kid, but never wrote them down. Tried to play guitar when I was 15 and went into a music store where my mom bought the guitar, and the music teacher wouldn't teach me chords. He wanted to start me from the very beginning, and I wanted to learn chords. Got discouraged and pretty much didn't play a guitar, though I tried to play chords every now and then and had one, carried it around with me, trying to get people to show me stuff. I didn't start playing till I was 61, about 4 years ago, when I got in a guitar group and could actually transfer the rhythm of my guitar playing. You know, in my the rhythm I feel in my heart and soul, actually put it into the guitar, took many, many years. I wrote the songs that are being made into videos now, new videos. The songs are old that I wrote and were given by the goddess and spirit many years ago. I was singing chants. I'd go to festivals and I'd learn chants, bring them back to my community, and started recording them for free just to get them out there so people could share. And the man I did that with was a sound engineer, and he got free studio time for building a studio. So I ended up getting free studio time without any music knowledge, really, except singing in school and stuff. And so I asked the Earth Mother and Spirit and Sky Father what I should be writing and singing about, and started channeling music. And that's how the album that I have out now came to be.
Awesome. And that album, of course, is Awakenings, and that we're going to actually be playing the title track from that album a little bit later in this interview, right? Which is pretty cool. So what's the best thing about being a pagan musician?
Well, in this day and age, in 2023, I'd say one of the best things is my music's getting heard. When I wasn't, before the internet, you know, you and stuff, you were just passing around. If you went to a festival, you might buy a CD, or back when I had music, I was selling cassettes because I couldn't afford CDs at the time. But the best thing about being a pagan musician nowadays is pagan music's blowing up everywhere, you know, so my music gets heard. Whatever the gods want me to write about, they can give it to me and I can put it out there a lot easier than I ever could before. But there's many reasons I love being a pagan musician. I get to sing about what is in my heart.
Awesome.
Getting ready to sing about environmental songs to try to wake people up to do all the little things we could be doing for the environment. So I see so many positive things right now in 2023. I wouldn't want to be any other kind of artist.
Right on. Awesome. So is there a particular challenge in being a pagan musician?
back in the day, there was a smaller amount of people that were interested in my music. The pagan community is huge now. I'd maybe go to a festival where there was 30, 40 people, maybe if I was lucky, a couple hundred. The internet, I love the fact that we have a pagan TV station. I mean, I have videos on a pagan TV station, fringetv.online. There's radio stations playing my music.
Like
I had no
Tripwire.net and
idea.
IPR,
Yeah, I had no idea how big paganism has gotten because I just kind of went away into my own little space, did my own thing for a long time. So,
So, how can the IPMA help you enhance your musical reality?
I have not discovered how. I mean, I'm my music, I just put it out into the community in October, so everything's happening really fast for me. I didn't realize there were so many pagan artists out there that I can, work with and maybe collaborate with. The Pagan Music Association is helping me get my music heard, and that's probably a huge part of my life right now. I don't want my music to disappear if I disappear. I want what was given to me and what is starting to be given to me again by the gods. I want to be able to put it out there and have my voice heard. If I was not a pagan music artist with all the different pagan organizations, the Pagan International Pagan Music Association and the two radio stations, the Cauldron and International Pagan Radio Station, my music wouldn't be heard. And I probably wouldn't be thinking about writing a lot more.
And I'm really glad that you're thinking about writing a lot more, Gayla, because I love your stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we are going to listen to the song Awakening. Could you tell us the story of that song?
So when I got free music studio time and I was praying, I prayed for ideas. I mean, I might have had one or two songs, but they weren't pagan songs. And all the songs on Awakening were given to me, and the ideas were, I just kind of sent out a thought bubble and energy and said, okay. What do you want me to write? I didn't give myself music in a studio. I didn't do magic for that or spell work. It happened. So the gods gave it to me. What do they want me to write? And with Awakening, I got a clear message from what I call my little birdie that talks to me in my head, telling me that I needed to write a song about the oneness of God. That it didn't matter what you called God, goddess, spirit, sky father, whatever you want to call your higher power doesn't matter. It's finding that connection inside, that spark inside us, outside us, realizing it's everywhere. So that was just a song in words that Spirit gave me how to relay that idea. These are co-created songs. I would have never wrote them without the goddess giving them to me and inspiring me. And I'm a sh pretty sure a lot of artists feel that way. They may not explain it the way I am, but I'm sure a lot of them think that the muse of some kind gave them. It also helped, I think. I was in a druid circle. That was my first community. And it was called the Greenwood Grove, and they did a bardic initiation. And since I like to sing, I did this little bardic initiation. And I'm not into spell work, I've probably in 40 years did two or three spells that spirit told me to do, and so okay. But for I am really into initiations, not where you're initiating like people initiate themselves into covens and stuff like that, but I'm into knowing that initiations connect some energy inside us. It connects you. So by doing a bardic initiation, it connected me more to the muse. I'm actually thinking about doing another one for the next series of songs that are coming to me.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're gonna listen to Awakening, and I'll be right back here with Gayla Soldana as soon as the song is completed. So here we go. Awakening by Gayla Soldana. Wow, that was Awakening is really is an amazing song. And Gayla, I know that primarily that you are a solo musician, and there's a bunch of people on this. So what happened with that?
So, like I said, I didn't play a guitar. I got the lyrics, the ideas, the lyrics, and the melody. And I was actually at the Aquarian Tabernacle Church one day, and there was some new people there. One of them was a man named Gary Stillman, and he happened to be a guitar player and a music major. And I was listening to him play, and I said, "Hey, if I sing you a song with a melody line, can you play it?" And he said, "Sure." And so I sang my song and my melody line, and he made chords for, to match my melody. And so when I got free studio time, I asked him if he would help me go into the studio. His wife, Diane Stillman, did some backups, and she played the silver flute. And Duane Worthington, he played the drums and the lead guitar. And Gary played rhythm guitar, helped me with arrangements. I'd tell him like what kind of feeling I'd want with a song, and he'd like play jazz chords or play, and some of them he just, I didn't have any idea, he'd just play something. Lloyd Cable gave me free studio time. He was the sound engineer, and a man at the time named Scott Spain that had already had two gold albums, who didn't want his family living in California. They lived over on the island over by Seattle. He was the person that mixed it and put it all together, blended everything. So there was a huge amount of work and time that people put in to help me with this project. Unfortunately, they had other projects, they had their own stuff. So when the music was recorded, they all split. And I was left with music. And the only way I could sell it was putting it on a cassette tape deck and taking it to a festival. I sold about 150 copies and then put it away
Right on, right on.
till last October.
Yeah, and we're really glad that you've decided to come back, actually. So, this is kind of the mini commercial. Where can people get your music? I mean, obviously they'll be able to get the link will be on your IPMA band, your IPMA artist page, but where else can people get your music?
So my music is the digital copies are on Bandcamp. You can get my music for $1 a song, or for I think $9 for the whole thing. And you can hear it on Spotify and Apple Music. I have six videos right now on YouTube and have three more that I'm doing. I'm working on some new music. Lucky, be quiet, girl. That's my dog. She always does this anytime I'm online or talking on the phone. And you can, when you see me, when I start touring, I have a van, camping van that's getting restored, and I'm hoping to get on some tours. And I will be selling CDs.
Right on. Awesome. So you say that you're on Bandcamp. What, where can they get it on Bandcamp? What's the URL for that?
GaylaSoldano.bandcamp.com.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So I have one more question for you, and I really appreciate the time you're spending with me. So do you have a message that you would like to share with all who would be, will be listening to this interview?
My message would be, don't give up on your dreams. I'm living a dream right now that I didn't even know I had. I hope people listen to my music. I hope they get something out of it. And I hope it inspires other people to do what is their passion. And it doesn't matter how old you are, you never know when magic in your life is going to happen.
Ooh.
You never know when that next doorway or that next path you walk on is gonna propel you into a whole nother place in your life. So don't give up on you.
Awesome. Well, Gayla, thank you so much for spending this time with me. And I look forward to you and your camping van traveling this summer. And I look forward to spending some time with you personally. And once again, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me and
This
letting me share.
is, you're welcome. This is the IPMA's Who Am I interview. I'm Alfred Willowhawk, the host, and I've been spending a fantastic set of time here with Gayla Soldano. And we look forward to our next encounter. Have a blessed day.
Blessed be.